理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. It's great to have you with us today as we continue our look at Go Climb a Wall.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. You know, sometimes exercising isn't much fun, but it can be fun if you're doing something you enjoy, like rock climbing.
That's right. If you do something you really enjoy, you don't feel like you're even exercising. Well, we want to learn more about this topic, Go Climb a Wall. Join us on page 33 in the left-hand column as we read.
Go climb a wall. Making exercise fun. Indoor climbing is a great workout. Climbing uses muscles that are hard to exercise, especially those in the shoulders, arms, chest, and back. Many people say climbing makes exercise fun. "I don't like to work out," says climber Brian Funken, "but climbing motivates me to do it." Most gyms have several climbing walls with various degrees of difficulty. The easier ones are like climbing a ladder. The difficult ones bulge out in places so that climbers must sometimes climb parallel to the floor.
Well, Steve, you mentioned that exercise is not always fun, and I'm not one that really enjoys exercise unless I am doing something that's fun with other people and something that maybe I don't even realize I'm doing exercise.
Well, that's a good point. Oftentimes, we're working our body, we're working the muscles in our body, but our mind needs something to do as well. And when we are with other people, when we're doing something fun, that occupies our mind and it seems to make exercising fun.
Right, it takes your mind, perhaps, off of the fact that you're actually exercising. Well, the title of this section is Making Exercise Fun, and our writer says indoor climbing is a great workout. Now, a workout is a series of activities or actions that you take to exercise.
In this case, it's a noun. We also use it as a verb. I'm going to work out. And in this case, as I said, it's a noun. And some exercises are better than others. For example, swimming is a very, very good exercise. It's a good workout because it uses all of your muscles or most of the muscles in your body, including the lower portion of your body. And so swimming is a good exercise.
So swimming gives you a good workout, and so does wall climbing. Not all exercises give you that kind of workout where you really use the muscles.
Right. For example, running, that's a great workout, but you're actually just using the lower portion of your body. It's a great way to tone your legs, but your upper body doesn't really get much of a workout. Well, climbing gives a good workout to both your lower body and your upper body.
It says climbing uses muscles that are hard to exercise, especially those in the shoulders, arms, chest, and back. So there are a lot of activities that we do, a lot of sports that we do, that don't actually affect those muscles. And in this case, we find that you can get a good workout in these areas.
Right, there's so many muscles in our body. If we were to isolate each one and do a special exercise, it would take a long, long time. Well, rock climbing, as the author says, you're using muscles that you don't normally use. So it's good to those muscles or to exercise those muscles as well.
Now, our writer says many people say climbing makes exercise fun. I think there are a lot of different sports or things that we can do that make exercise more fun. And as we said earlier, things that maybe involve other people or maybe involve more of a challenge to us, we might consider more fun.
I agree. And I think, again, that danger element, not that you're going to hurt yourself, but you could fall, and it might be somewhat humiliating or even a little embarrassing if you're in front of a lot of people, but that's a motivation as well.
Okay, so not everyone likes to work out, but those that even don't like to work out find that actually doing these climbs are a lot of fun, and it brings a challenge to them.
Well, we asked a friend, Brian Fonken, what he thought about it. He says, I don't like to work out, but climbing motivates me to do it. It motivates me to exercise. It motivates me to work out.
Notice we have to do it in brackets there. That's not what he said. We added that, so it's clear that he doesn't like to exercise, but he's kind of motivated to exercise or to do it.
Okay, well, we see the word workout here again in line 5. This is the verb form of the noun that we saw earlier in the text at the top of the paragraph.
Well, I think Brian's like a lot of us. Sometimes we need something to motivate us, something to kind of push us forward or move us to action. And this is what wall climbing does to him. It motivates him to exercise. Now, it says most gyms have several climbing walls with various degrees of difficulty. And I like that because I think if you're just starting out, you don't want a level that's too difficult. And by having these different walls with these varying degrees of difficulty, you can choose what's appropriate for you.
Now, when I first went, Vicki, with the author, we chose a portion of the wall that was the easiest. And the person who worked there said, oh, this is a very simple section of the wall. Young children come here and they go right up, 5-6-year-old children. So that put a lot of pressure on me to go and do it. If they could do it, certainly I should try to be able to do it.
Did that motivate you?
It certainly did. It sure did. If they can do it, I should do it.
And yet, on the other hand, I think that young kids, they're small, they're not very tall, and their body weight, it's probably easier for them to do that than someone like you because you're so tall.
That's true. But the advantage I have being tall is that I can reach the stones and the rocks on the wall easier. So I have more options as I climb up.
Well, you do have long arms, Steve.
I do. The author says that the easier sections of the wall are like climbing a ladder. Now, this is where I have to disagree. Climbing a ladder is very, very easy compared to climbing up these kinds of sections. The easier sections of the wall are a challenge.
Okay, a little more difficult than climbing a ladder. Then it goes on to say the difficult ones bulge out in places so that climbers must sometimes climb parallel to the floor. Now, to bulge out, it gives us the idea that it's expanded out, or it's almost like it has swollen out, right?
Right. It curves outward or it sticks outward from the face, so that the climber has to climb outside the bulge. It's very, very difficult to do that. Let's get a different look at the word bulge in today's word skit.
Oh, hi. I just finished making my bed. My mom is going to be so proud. My bed looks perfect. Hey, what's that? There's something bulging in the middle of my bed. It's a big lump. What is it? Maybe it's my pajamas. Hey, my pajamas are right here. It's not my pajamas. Well, maybe... Hey, do you smell something? What's that? Whoa! Oh, it's my dirty socks. Well, my dirty socks aren't bulging in the middle of my bed. What is it? I have to get rid of this bulge before Mom sees it. Well, maybe if I sit on it, then maybe it'll stop bulging. Maybe if I jump on it, then it will stop bulging. Oh, no. I know how to make it stop bulging. I'll use my baseball bat, and then it will stop bulging. Ready? 1, 2...
Billy!
Hi, Mommy. Good morning.
Billy, have you seen the dog? I've looked all over for him.
The dog? Oh, no. So that's what's bulging in the middle of my bed. Oh, Fluffy.
Okay, so we see here that the walls in some places bulge out. It makes it very difficult to climb in those areas. And as it says here, climbers must sometimes climb parallel with the floor. Now, what does that mean?
Well, normally we're climbing upward in a vertical position. When you climb parallel, you're climbing at the same plane as the ground. So the rock is bulging out like this. Here's the ground. So the climber has to climb the rock. Actually, the rock is right above the climber's head.
Okay.
How difficult is that?
That's very, very challenging. So if you're ready for that, that would be fun. Well, students, it looks like it's time for us to go back to this wall and find out how our rider did. Join us now for this, and then we'll take a short break.
Well, while Jesse's climbing that wall, I met a friend. His name is Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Steve.
Well, Jason, how long have you been rock climbing?
Only a couple of months, but I already love it.
Why do you love it so much? It seems a lot of people love rock climbing. It's becoming more and more popular.
Well, it's for two reasons. Number one, it's a great workout for your body. Number two, it's heaps of fun.
Well, thanks, Jason, for talking with us. Have fun.
Will do.
Well, Jesse, you did it. Congratulations.
Woo!
You made it to the top.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
I feel good. This is a fun sport, but it's also scary. I was scared.
Well, you made it about halfway up there, and then you stopped. It looked like you had a little trouble, but once you got past that point, you shot right up there. What was going through your mind?
Well, that one place on the wall kind of bulged out a little bit, and so those are more difficult for me to climb. I realized you really have to use your brain. You have to think ahead and plan which handholds are the best handholds to avoid the bulging places in the rock.
Those can be a challenge. Well, I'm going next. Do you have any advice for me?
Don't look down.
Oh!
Hello and welcome to the chat room. Today we continue to look at indoor climbing. The lesson mentions a man named Brian who doesn't like to work out, but climbing motivates him to work out. So Ken, do you like to work out?
Depending on how I feel, if I don't get a good night's rest, I usually don't feel like exercising at all.
Well, so what motivates you to exercise?
My motivation comes from remembering what I ate the day before. I just think back on all the food I ate, maybe a greasy hamburger, French fries, a large Coke, and then I get motivated to work out and burn all those calories. What about you?
Well, I get inspired by watching other athletes work out. Watching them in action inspires me to do the same.
So these people are an inspiration to you.
That's right.
Motivation 是动机 ,motivate 是有动机去做某件事。Inspiration 呢是灵感，也可以表示一个激励你、鼓舞你的人或事。What about an incentive?
An incentive is like a motivation, which encourages you to do something. We often talk about a financial incentive, which rewards you with money when you do something good.For example, in some places, if you turn in your plastic and glass bottles for recycling, you can receive payment in return. And that's a financial incentive.
Incentive, 中文翻译成诱因，也就是一个使人采取行动的原因。Financial incentive 是经济诱因，也就是在财务上的一个奖励。
And students, we hope you're always motivated to study English. Let's take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
True or false? In the world of climbing, the term dirt me means lower me. True or false? In the world of climbing, the term dirt me means lower me. True. Dirt me is a slang term that climbers in the States use. So if you're ever rock climbing in the States, it's a helpful phrase to know. Oh, I'm too high up. Dirt me, dirt me.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. We continue our look at Go Climb a Wall.
Rock climbing is a fun way to exercise. Let's learn more about it on line 14.
Go climb a wall. Although gym climbing is easier and safer than real rock climbing, you should still be careful. Always climb with a partner. As you climb, your partner pulls your climbing rope through something called a belay device. The belay catches you if you slip. But make sure your partner knows how to use this equipment. And if you are a first-time climber, get some instruction before you begin. If you've been thinking about trying climbing, why wait any longer? Get into a gym and try this thrilling vertical challenge.
Well, students, as we continue, it says, although gym climbing is easier and safer than real rock climbing, you should still be careful. It can be dangerous. There are some risks involved.
That's true. Even in the gym, there are risks. Notice the author says gym climbing as opposed to rock climbing out on a mountain or outdoors. There are still risks involved, so be careful.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about wall climbing. Wall climbing, as we said, can be done in a gym, at a school, or it can be done outdoors, maybe in a park. They might have a special wall. But in any case, it can be dangerous. And if you have your own equipment and you don't have somebody helping you out, this could be very dangerous.
The author says, always climb with a partner. So don't ever climb alone. And as you climb, your partner pulls your climbing rope through something called a belay device. So that's one of the safety devices that you can attach to your harness, which we talked about a little earlier. You attach that so that if you slip, you will not fall off the wall.
Right, it's a special device that helps secure the climber so that they don't fall. But you need a partner that helps. They help control the rope on that, don't they?
They do. The belay device helps prevent movement so that, again, if you slip or if you make a wrong move, the rope will catch you and then you will be safe from falling.
Actually, belay, I believe, means to hold a climber. So the idea is to stop or to hold them in position. So this device catches them if they were to slip or if they were to fall. Slip here gives us the idea that maybe their hands slip or their feet and they no longer have control.
Right. If they lose balance, if you slip without a belay device, you're going to fall to the ground. And if you're three stories up, four stories up in a climbing gym, that's going to hurt a lot.
That's going to hurt a lot, so it's very dangerous. It says, make sure your partner knows how to use this equipment, and that's key. They can be holding onto the rope, but if they really don't know what they're doing, they could put you at risk.
That's a responsible job. You have to pay attention. You have to know what you're doing because the safety of your partner who's climbing on the wall depends on it.
Notice it says if you are a first-time climber, you need to get some instruction before you begin. And I think this is true, isn't it, of many sports. If you're trying something for the first time, especially any kind of sport that involves risk, get some instruction first.
Right. The author goes on to say, finally, if you've been thinking about trying climbing, why wait any longer? Get into a gym and try this thrilling vertical challenge. So the author had such a great time. She hopes that you'll try it as well.
She calls it thrilling for one thing. It's thrilling. It provides a lot of excitement, a little risk involved there. But it's a vertical challenge. It's a challenge that is actually upright. When you think about climbing, you're thinking about this line that goes from top to bottom.
Right. We talked about vertical going up and down. Maybe a horizontal or the flat challenge would be a road race if you're running or jogging. But this is a vertical challenge going up and down. And our author hopes maybe you'll feel the same rush that she does when she goes climbing.
Well, students, lucky us. Steve had his turn at this, and we get a chance to take a look. Join us.
Well, students, Steve is about to start his first climb ever.
Here I go.
Jai-ho, Steve. Remember, students, if you're a beginner like Steve, make sure you get some instruction before you start climbing. And make sure your partner also gets some instruction so you both know what you're doing. Make sure your partner knows how to belay you. That's very important. And make sure you stretch before you start climbing. And have fun. Go, Steve. Well, Steve, you did it. Your first climb ever. You climbed all the way to the top.
I did it. I had a great sense of accomplishment when I got there, but I have to be honest, I'm tired. It took a lot of energy.
Yeah, it's a really good workout for your whole body.
Well, friends, if we can do it,
so can you.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。 首先我们一起来看 bulge 这个动词。 Bulge 在这里是指凸起或鼓起，例如 His muscles bulged under the weight of the dumbbells he was lifting. 当他在举哑铃的时候，肌肉鼓起来。课文提到的 bulge out 是指向外突出或鼓出来，例如 The little boy's pockets bulged out with candy. 这个小男孩的口袋装的鼓鼓的都是糖果。接下来我们看的是 parallel 这个副词，parallel 是指平行的。 与某个事物呈现平行的状态是用 with 或者是 to 这两个介系词。例如 Our house is on a quiet alley that runs parallel to the main street. 我们的房子位在一条与主要街道平行的安静的巷子里。Parallel 也可以当形容词，例如 parallel streets 平行的街道。最后我们看的是 vertical 这个形容词。 Vertical 在这里是指垂直的、直立的或者是纵向的。例如 The Concorde airplane can do vertical takeoffs. 习合式飞机可以进行垂直式的起飞。或者是 The painter loves to use wide vertical lines in his paintings. 这个画家很喜欢在画作中使用很宽的纵向的线条。和 vertical 相反的形容词是 horizontal。 H-O-R-I-Z-O-N-T-A-L 意思就是水平的或者是横向的。例如 horizontal line 是指地平线。And that's all for today's language tips. Let's go to the word bank.
Bulge. My stomach bulges out after I eat a big meal. Parallel. The dancers lined up parallel to one another. Belay device. Make sure your partner understands how to use the belay device before you start climbing. Slip. I slipped and fell on the dance floor. How embarrassing. Vertical. John's shirt had vertical stripes that made him taller and thinner.
Go climb a wall. Making exercise fun. Indoor climbing is a great workout. Climbing uses muscles that are hard to exercise, especially those in the shoulders, arms, chest, and back. Many people say climbing makes exercise fun. I don't like to work out, says climber Brian Funken. But climbing motivates me to do it. Most gyms have several climbing walls with various degrees of difficulty. The easier ones are like climbing a ladder. The difficult ones bulge out in places so that climbers must sometimes climb parallel to the floor. Although gym climbing is easier and safer than real rock climbing, you should still be careful. Always climb with a partner. As you climb, your partner pulls your climbing rope through something called a belay device. The belay catches you if you slip, but make sure your partner knows how to use this equipment. And if you are a first-time climber, get some instruction before you begin. If you've been thinking about trying climbing, why wait any longer? get into a gym and try this thrilling vertical challenge.
Well, Steve, did you enjoy your climb?
I sure did, Vicki. I have to admit, though, that the day after, my back was a little sore. I think I had been using muscles that I hadn't used in a long, long time.
Well, our writer did mention that you use your shoulder muscles, back muscles, muscles that you don't normally use, so I can imagine. Well, thank you for sharing with us, and thank you, students, for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed this lesson. Join us next time for a new one. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.